Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast. Today, I'm honored to be able to announce a big nationwide theatrical release of a documentary called The Harbinger of Things to Come. It's a one-day-only event on May 12th. That's a Thursday. It's in over 800 theaters. I'll be telling you more about that and about the event itself. And then talking to Jonathan Kahn. I was with him just 2 days ago in person, not in a studio. I recorded a quickie interview with him on my cell phone, believe it or not, but it's worth listening to. This is a very important podcast. Stay tuned for more about Harbingers of Things to Come.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back. And as I said, in just a minute, I'll be playing the interview. Jonathan kind of tells in his own words about this event. Fathom Event people have had great success in these one-day events. Actually, if enough people come, they'll have it more than one day. They explain all this at fathomevents.com. And you can buy tickets now. You can also find out the theaters that it's in your area code by filling in a zip code. And all you have to do is go to www.fathomevents.com/Jonathan Kahn. And that's J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N-C-A-H-N. Very easy to remember, fathomevents.com/Jonathan Kahn. And I really hope that you'll go. Now, you may know that we've published his other books, including The Harbinger, Mystery of the Shemitah, The Book of Mysteries, Paradigm, Oracle, and Harbinger 2. Each of them is powerful, and each of them is prophetic in its own way. I believe that this documentary, which is basically based on Harbinger 2, his most recent book, is one of his very best books. I believe that Harbinger 2 was as good or better than the first Harbinger, believe it or not. We actually did documentaries on initial Harbinger. We called it Harbinger Decoded, and then we did one called Mystery of the Shemitah. We released them on DVD. We sold lots and lots of copies along with the book, both through ministries, but also especially at Walmart. The whole DVD distribution way things were done has been disrupted a great deal. And we decided this time to see if we could release it in theaters. Now, it's hard to get a movie released in a theater. There's a lot of competition. You have to be at a pretty high level. We knew about the Fathom events. We went to them. They did a lot of due diligence and came back and said they thought they could put it in 400 to 600 theaters. I'm going from memory. I hope I have the numbers right. But when it came out, 800 theaters, which is massive for this kind of event. They believe that a couple hundred thousand people we'll visit it, but you know, it's going to take us getting out the word and hopefully that you'll support it, get your church behind it, share this podcast with others. I will tell you that when I visited Beth Israel, which is Jonathan Kahn's congregation in Wayne, New Jersey, that some of his people in his congregation were coming up to me afterwards and saying, you know, we've called the theater and they're almost sold out. Is this happening around the country? And you know, it is fairly early. We only announced this March 7th. The event is on May 12th. It's a Thursday, one night only. There are going to be some other things about releasing it at churches. There's a whole thing about Fathom events. It's too long to get into here. But I will tell you that the production values on this are much, much higher than on our first DVDs. You know, the first DVDs were very good, but a lot of it was shot in front of a green screen, which means that they can put all the graphics, you know, behind the speaker, which was Jonathan Kahn. This time, Jonathan went on location to New York City, to Washington, D.C., and to Boston. In fact, he was in Boston Harbor at an island where there's a lighthouse and there were birds, and it was just very interesting. Part of it, Harbinger 2, is how Governor's Island, which is in Boston Harbor, was called Governor's Island because John Winthrop, who was the first governor, had his farm on that island. It's a fairly good-sized island. Years later, his farm became Logan International Airport. And it was from Logan that the 9/11 terrorists took off. And John Winthrop, he was a Puritan, he's the one who kind of made famous about America being a city on a hill, which is, you know, a phrase from Scripture. But it kind of became a part of the American lexicon. Just kind of interesting. And Jonathan brings all those kinds of things together. And in this documentary, which is called Harbinger of Things to Come, Jonathan uncovers the ancient signs that warn of impending calamity or a nation's end, the mystery behind COVID-19, even the significance of the number 19, the ominous ancient sign that appeared over New York City, and the ancient warning behind it. The amazing prophetic image caught on camera and video that revealed what was going to happen to America 2 years before it did. The mystery that goes back to the day of the prophet Jeremiah that pinpointed 2020 as the year that a plague would come to America. The mystery of the Pentagon that was found in an ancient Middle East text. The mystery that determined not only the day but the window of hours in which the calamity of 9/11 would take place. The ancient warning that sounded throughout America, Northeast, warning of the calamity that would take place that same day. The ancient words that were proclaimed by the Senate Majority Leader on Capitol Hill that spoke forth calamity for America. The mystery of the 9th of Tammuz, which is one of the months on the Hebrew calendar. The words of the scroll that were chanted in New York City that described the calamity that was coming just days ahead. The harbingers that happened in the last days of an ancient nation that have now appeared on American soil and have not stopped appearing. All these things reveal about what is still to come. But it's the key, the hope, and what you need to know about the future, and what you need to do. And there's so much more. In just a minute, I'm going to play this interview. I meet with Jonathan from time to time. I always enjoy going to his congregation. And we had, you know, details to go over, as you would do. I wanted to update him on various things that were happening with the theatrical release. And I just said to him, I said, I know it's noisy. I know this isn't a studio, but let me just record a quick interview with you and we'll listen to it and decide if it's good enough to be a podcast. Well, it is. And we'll be doing this as an article on our charismanews.com website and promoting it in many ways. But this podcast is my way to personally announce this. I think it's important. It's one of the most important things we ever did. I will tell you that part of the Fathom event is that we're able to have previews of things to come. I'm sure you've been to movie theater and said that they'll be showing previews of other movies and things like that. Well, the Harbinger of Things to Come is already being shown in theaters as a coming attraction. But after Harbingers of Things to Come plays, we're able to announce some upcoming books. And we're all excited about this because we have a couple of really good books. I'm going to wait until later to actually say what they're about. They're books that are coming out around Christmas or even the first part of 2023. But the most important of all is that Jonathan Kahn has a new book coming out on September 6th. That's the day after Labor Day. So far, we haven't revealed the name, or the cover, but we're going to have a reveal that night. And I think you're going to be excited to find out what he has to say. So, let me remind you that you can go buy your tickets right now. You can go on www.fathomevents.com/Jonathan Kahn. Let's go ahead and buy tickets. We need a lot of support. We need tens of thousands and even a couple of hundred thousand people to respond. We hope that entire churches will go. There are special things where you can get the entire theater for a certain amount of money for if a church wants to do it. Like I said, it's too much for me to say here, but it's all spelled out on the website. So without further ado, here's my interview. You know, I'm sure you'll hear the dishes clanking and the people talking in the background, but it's authentic. So here it is, and then I'll come back with another message at the end. Okay, I'm talking to Jonathan Kahn. We're in a noisy restaurant, but this is this is reality. And we've been talking about Harbinger of Things to Come, which is coming out in just barely a month in 800 theaters. And so I want to ask you, Rabbi, what do you hope to accomplish with this movie, this theatrical release?
Well, we are witnessing America rapidly accelerating away from God. And the messages of the Harbinger 2, are warnings, are prophetic, well, revelations and warnings for God's people. Number one, to know what's happening, where we are going, where we are, where we stand. And also for those who are not saved, I'm hoping that not only is a wake-up call for the body, but also that they would bring their friends and bring people who don't know the Lord, because it is a real wake-up call for people who don't even believe to say, whoa, what is this? So it's kind of like a prophetic message in film with imagery and all sorts of things. And there are things in there, there are footage that has basically never been shown, the prophetic imagery as well of what's happening now that came. So I'm very happy with it, you know, but I believe it's like taking a prophetic trumpet call and warning and revelation of where we are, putting it into motion picture. And I, you know, by the grace of God, that it's opening up all over the country and movie theaters is amazing to me. So I just know America needs something gigantic, revival, and I pray that God would use this.
Well, I just watched your first two documentaries, Mystery of the Shemitah and The Harbinger itself. Both were very good. Neither had the production values. In other words, we upped our game, did a lot of it on location. And the amazing thing to me as your publisher is that we took a book. How big is the Harbinger 2? I'd have to look at the close to 300 pages and got it down to 90 minutes. So,
yeah.
But the story's there. So,
yeah.
What did you leave out?
Yeah, well, you can't do everything. Yeah, the book's going to happen with the movie, and the movie's going to have things that the book doesn't. The movie's going to, you're actually going to see it happening. You're going to hear it, see the harbingers, see what's happening. And what's happened since the harbingers that have happened since the first book, and what's happening right now and where it's going. And again, something that was recorded kind of in secret in a prophetic gathering, which I allude to at the end of the Harbinger, the Statue of Liberty thing, where you're actually going to see these prophetic images, which have never been seen. So it has things that are nowhere else, you know. You know, I just prayed, Lord, what do you want to get out? And to get out to more people, because, you know, there are people who read a book and there are people who don't read books, you know, but there are people, you know, of relatives and others who won't read a book, but hey, I'll come out, you know, yeah, I'll come to the movies, you know, and we're praying that people use it as a vessel for salvation as well as God's message for now, for this hour.
Well, the Fathom event people have been very successful with other events. They know what they're doing, and they told us that most events are 400 theaters and this is 800, which they thought was a very, very good indication. Then I find out today that here in your area, New Jersey, some of the theaters are almost sold out.
Yeah, we're trying to, I may not be able to see it. We're trying to, you know, we were gonna do it.
I think we can get a showing for you.
I appreciate that. We're trying to get, you know, to do a group sales, you know, for the, you know, the people in the congregation who want to come from Beth Israel. And we found out from two people that it's just about sold out, you know, so we have to figure that one out. We're going to see if we can ask them to put it on more screens, you know. But yeah, but it's in all areas, you know, pretty much for the country.
Well, 800, there's,
yeah,
you, we think
50,
of the
50 states, so.
Right, and we think of the 50 biggest metropolitan areas,
yeah,
which would cover most of the country that's populated, yeah, of course, and several theaters in each area. But it's exciting. There is an evangelistic outreach in this, and the,
yeah,
like you said, the people would come,
yeah,
and also a chance to wake up America.
Yeah.
What's it going to take?
Yeah.
But this is a different medium,
yeah,
to get out the word.
Yeah.
There's print, there's,
yeah,
movies, and of course you'll be on a lot of TV shows talking about it as well.
Yeah, we've never done this. You know, we've never done it in the theaters. You know, we were praying about it. You know, should it be? And Lord confirm it if it is. And it just took off. The momentum of this just took off very powerfully. So I don't know if there's anything been quite like this in movie theaters when you think about it. So I'm hoping that everybody makes the most of this, spreads the word, tells their pastors, pastors tell your congregations, get the word out. We're praying for revival. We're praying for a wake-up call. You know, and that's what this is, a trump call in across America by the grace of God that all these theaters, major theaters, have opened up their doors. So it's pretty amazing. So we want to make the most of it.
And then we've started publicizing that there is something exciting happening at the end.
Yes.
So how can we say to my listeners what's going to happen at the end of the movie?
It's a, yeah, right after the movie, it's a reveal. It's revealing something that we've kept under wraps for quite some time. Do you want me to say more or just leave it like that?
It's up to you.
Well, it's under wraps, and it's so confidential that, you know, we've had to say if people saw it too much, they'd have to be shot. But aside from that, no, it's under wraps, and it's going to be revealed for the first time that night.
And it's your new book, which is coming out September 6th, the day after Labor Day. And we have very tight security. I haven't even seen the cover.
Yeah,
we're just
really?
Keeping.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And
well,
we haven't revealed the title.
No, the title is going to be revealed that night, and the cover is going to be revealed that night. Nobody's seen the book yet. Nobody.
Including the editors.
Nobody on earth has seen the book. It's going to be the most explosive book I've ever written. So pray. You know, pray that God. It's a real, it is the, and you know, we've written some pretty, you know, edge books, you know. You know, but this is the most explosive, this one that's coming out in September. We'll reveal it that night.
Well, that's exciting. You know, I'm excited that you're standing up and being a prophetic voice. So I was talking to somebody this week, and they thought that you are an end times prophet. You know, like, when is the rapture going to take place?
Uh-huh.
I said, no, he's a prophetic voice speaking what God is saying to the nation and the culture. And you've had an enormous impact. And I just want to thank you for all that you've done and for the privilege of partnering with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. See, I could not do it. I could not do it alone. I could not do it without you. The Lord ordained that. We know that from that amazing supernatural encounter at the airport before there was any publishing. It was the Lord who did that. And we know it's the Lord. We know it's the Lord's hand. I was just praying, Lord, you know how to get words out to nations. And then that happened. So this is all, you know, we're just all honored to be used of the Lord as his vessel. That's the best that we can do. And it's the best thing we could ever do.
And of course, that's true for each of us who are believers,
yeah,
in Yeshua. But for some reason, the Lord has raised you up and given you all this insight. And you can help other people to see what's happening, sounding the alarm as a watchman. Because really, the entire body of, how do you say it? Body of Messiah?
Body of Christ, but yeah, body of Messiah, yeah.
Because really, everyone's got to wake up. Part of the problem is that the church has been asleep.
Yeah, and this is the time we have to be more radical than ever, because the times are radical. These are prophetic times. We have to be prophetic people. The nation, the culture around us is racing away from God, as never before. We've never seen anything like this. And I believe that's why it's all the more important to sound the trumpet. You know, the first job I really had since I was a believer was when I was going to college, was I was a night watchman. So I think we're called to be watchmen. I knew that was for such a time as this.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that, and thank you for staying tuned this long. I hope you will share this podcast with people, people that you know have been ministered to by Jonathan Cahn's other books, people who are concerned about what's happening in America and how this fits into God's plan. Jonathan Cahn has a gift unlike anyone else, maybe anybody in the world, to understand these things that are prophetic and God is saying and how they tie into these ancient mysteries and to understand what God is doing. That's what we need to understand. You know, the Bible talks about the sons of Issachar wanted to determine the times. And this documentary, this movie, if you please, in an hour and a half, helps explain it in a very dramatic way that will just grab your heart, grab your mind, and, shall I say it, grab your spirit. I mean, we need to understand these things at different levels. But spiritually, you'll begin to understand what is happening. So, please go to fathomevents.com/Jonathan Cahn to find out more. And also share this with other people. Lots of other people. Can we make it go viral? I hope so. And I hope you'll be excited about his new book coming out on September 6th. In some ways, I believe it's his most powerful ever. Thank you for staying with us this long, for listening to The Strang Report today on the Charisma Podcast Network. Tune in again tomorrow for another episode. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.